Welcome back to Sports Interview with Anne Liguori, and it is my pleasure to say hello to Aaron West, the director of golf for the Grand Reserve Golf Club in Rio Grande, Puerto Rico. It's great to be in Puerto Rico, Aaron West.
Well, thank you. Thanks for coming, and I hope you're enjoying your time here in Puerto Rico with us.
It's so lovely. The weather's been great. Of course, you have that breeze off the ocean, and just describe exactly where we are.
Yeah, we're on the north coast of the island, almost the eastern portion. So 45 minutes from the airport, east of the airport there in Isla Verde, Puerto Rico. Good little spot right on the beach, right on the ocean for a little golf and everything that we do here in Puerto Rico.
And it makes it so exciting. There's so much golf, great golf on this island, and I want to talk to you about that in a second. But it makes it exciting that the Puerto Rico Open is right here. And you have some great players, playing this year.
Yeah, absolutely. This is the 13th edition in the last 14 years. Obviously, we took a year off for Hurricane Maria. But yeah, we got some great players. Podrick's making the stop over here. Even David Duval kind of jumping out of the woodwork. But we've got some of the up-and-coming really good players there. Brandon Wu, Grayson Sig, Byung-Hun An. Some of those guys that didn't make it quite into that WGC event, but come to Puerto Rico and play our event, and we're very happy to have them.
And how would playing here differ from perhaps anywhere else that they may play? I mean, obviously it's windy on the ocean, but would it be any different?
Well, I mean, it can get windy here. I don't think it's, it's always the case, but you're going to get good weather this time of year. I know in February in the couple of states right now, even down in Texas, they had a little bit of a cold snap there. But just to get out here, be 82 and sunny and play golf, I think is a treat for anyone, especially the tour players, to be able to do that for their living. Get out here and do it.
I played with Seamus Power in the Pro-Am. What a delight, from Ireland. And we were talking about the wind, and he said, hey, he'd take this wind any day because it's so much warmer here than it is on the Emerald Isle.
Absolutely. A little different weather there, probably a little windier there, a little bit more consistently wind. We just have that kind of trade wind off the ocean, pretty consistent, normally pretty light, but hopefully we get a little bit this week, make it too easy on them, scoring wise.
So talk a little bit about the golf course. Tom Kite designed it. There are 27 holes, past Palm grass, right?
Correct. So like you said, 27 hole golf course, the championship 18, and then we have 9 holes on the international. It goes up what we call the mountain. Puerto Rico's relatively flat in general, but we've got some tees that are really elevated. Some really cool vistas, really cool views over there. And it's just a great, 27 holes to kind of be around during one day, 2 days, whatever it takes to play that much golf.
And Aaron, as the director of golf here, talk about, what you do to prepare for a tournament like this.
Yeah, absolutely. The tournament's definitely a few weeks in the making, if not all year round. You're trying to get the golf course kind of in shape for that time. So we, the week beforehand, and there's a lot of prep, making sure that the locker room's ready for those guys, making sure that the pro shop's got everything that we need, the driving range, the golf carts for those pro-ams, and everybody out here, ShotLink and Golf Channel and everything that's going to go on, so that everything can run smoothly for that event, and the players get out there and just get out and play that 72 holes and shoot their scores.
And how much prep time does it take?
I mean, you're always prepping. Pretty much from when the last one's over, we were saying, what did we do right? What did we do wrong? But yeah, definitely during the first couple months of the year, for sure. The end of December, January, and February, that's our main focus, is trying to get ready for this event and make sure the golf course is where it is and everybody, the communication is how it is, so that we know kind of where we need to be for this week and ready to go today and tomorrow when we start.
I have to say, it seems so organized from before we left the States, before he left Florida, and as far as the COVID testing and just every aspect about this pro-am was completely organized and well done. So congratulations to you and your team, because I know, especially in these unusual COVID times, that has to add a whole different element of challengingness to this tournament.
Sure, it's difficult for everybody. We're working, so we're happy and we're not going to complain. But yeah, having to get everybody tested, Sunday, wait for those results, everybody coming in from the airport, all the different things. Unfortunately, I think the negative part of it was we don't get to do all the stuff with the kids zones and the and some of the hospitality and stuff that we're so used to here in Puerto Rico, the food and drinks and the having fun. So it's going to be a little bit muted, I would say, in terms of that aspect of the event. But, you know, we're hoping that this kind of gets over and this is not a new normal. And next year we can kind of come back even stronger.
Just so the audience knows, so within 72 hours of landing in Puerto Rico, we were supposed to get a COVID test, and not a rapid results test, but a lab test, a molecular test, I guess they call it. And thank goodness it came. But if you don't get that, they do have testing in the airport here in Puerto Rico. And before you can check into your hotel, you needed a negative test. And then the day before we played in the Pro-Am, we got another test. So I feel like I've been tested a lot, Aaron.
Sure. Wow. I haven't been tested that much. I know some people are being tested daily or weekly, depending on what you're doing. We've been lucky, but we had to have all of our staff. Every one of the players is being tested, all the caddies, anybody in the bubble. That's anybody going in the clubhouse, all of our food and beverage people, anybody that's having hands-on, touching with the people in the event needs to be tested. Very, very limited spectators this year, mostly kind of our sponsors. So I think it's less than 300 people per day. I would say that's not almost no spectators. They don't need to be tested, but they're very restricted to where they can go. It's not like a normal event where you can see the 18 holes. Unfortunately, we just have kind of about a 6-hole area that they can see the tee shots on 1, coming into the green on 9, the tee shot on 10, coming into the green tee on 14, coming into the green on 18. So it's a little bit different than what you'd see normally.
That's interesting because, I mean, you know, the signage looks great on the golf course, and there are hospitality areas where you think, wow, they're expecting some big crowds here, right? You've made the people who are coming feel very welcome.
Sure. Like you said, normally there could be 10, 15,000 people per day, and they're limiting it. Obviously, we're going to have all the volunteers and everybody here, so it'll be a lot more than 300 actual people. But as far as like tickets go, it's 300 people per day, which is going to feel a little different, I think, than normal. But we'll do our best to kind of put on that show and hopefully look good for everybody watching at home on the Golf Channel.
Golf has been at the forefront of actually holding, carrying on, so to speak, you know, with the PGA Tour events, the LPGA Tour events, Champions Tour. They've kind of led the way, I think, in all of sport during this pandemic. And it's good to see. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, being an individual sport, I'm not saying makes it easier, but you can control what you can control there. It's you and your team, your caddy, your coach, those team sports, it's very difficult. You might have 60 guys in football and all the coaches and everything here. So, I mean, if you're careful and you do your right thing and you get tested and you stay smart, I think golf can do it. And I think that's why golf's done it and had been pretty successful. I know there's been a few positive tests, but even when that comes back, the quarantines and the 14 days, and there hasn't been any kind of major outbreak or anything like that. So I think that the PGA Tour and golf in general has done a really good job, giving people something to do during this time frame, during this pandemic, during this COVID. You know, people not going to the movie theaters and that kind of stuff, but they can come out and play golf as long as you put those practices in place and those things in place. So it's been great.
And a lot of people here in Puerto Rico, I know Puerto Rico has been very strict on COVID protocol. Everybody's wearing masks, even sitting down at a table. You know, in the States, we would wear masks, but perhaps take them off when we're eating. But down here, they keep the masks on, which I've noticed.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously you got to take it off to eat, but, people have done a pretty good job here, I think. You know, we're an island, so if we do a good job, it'll go away quicker. And if we don't do a very good job, it's going to get really bad really quick. There's nowhere to go in that respect. So, you know, we had our time when we had a few cases back in the middle of last year, but I think it's been, the government's done a really good job, and tourism's about ready to come back with the vaccine and the regulations and everything that we put in place. I think Puerto Rico's back in business, so it should be great coming up.
I know, Aaron, you have been the TPC Dorado Beach course 2003 to 2006. You know Puerto Rico, and talk a little bit about the golf scene here. I just didn't realize how many courses are here and how many really fun resorts.
Sure. We've got most of the golf courses around the North Coast. All the way on the west, you've got over in Aguadilla, a golf course, and you've got the the Royal Isabella golf course over there. And as you come east, you've got Dorado Beach, another golf course I used to work at, Dorado del Mar, is about to come back. You've got a golf course in the city in Guaynabo with the military base, Fort Buchanan. You got a golf course a little south of that in Caguas, Caguas Real. And then you come over here kind of to the east coast where you see a few more golf courses. So as you're coming east, we've got Bahia Beach. You've got us, the 27-hole Grand Reserve, the Country Club at Grand Reserve. You got Rio Mar, El Conquistador on the east coast. And they're continuing to put other golf courses potentially in play. There's a golf course in development that the Four Seasons is doing. You got a golf course as you keep going around down in Ponce, El Legado, kind of more in the middle of the island, some smaller places here and there. So a lot of golf, if you wanted to do a tour, the way I just said it, you just get on your car and you go around west to east and play golf for 2 weeks. It'd be great.
So 2 weeks would be a good time period, right? But if you're, say you're here for 4 or 5 days, what would be the ultimate trip, would you say?
Yeah, saying I think somewhere over here in Rio Grande or in this area, I think would get you the most ability to play different golf courses quickly. Rio Mar's got 36 holes, Bahia has 18. We have 27. El Conquistador has 18. And those are all within a quick trip where you can jump in an Uber, or you can jump in a cab, where you're staying. You could be right there. And right there, that's 72-plus holes that you could play pretty quickly. You know, 90 holes of golf, what's that? Two or three days? Morning 18, afternoon 18, and do that for 3 or 4 days, long weekend.
And there's some other things to do here as well. A lot of history in Puerto Rico, the rainforest. I hear it's the only rainforest in North America. A lot of real rich history in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, absolutely. Like you said, Rio Grande in this area, you've got El Yunque, the rainforest, which is a day trip from here, really easy to get to. You've got the city of Old San Juan, which is fun to kind of walk around and have a drink and have some food and check out the, you know, the architecture and everything that's going on there. You could go down to Ponce. It's a little farther, but from this area, from San Juan, from Isla Verde and the airport out east, you've got a lot of fun stuff. So if you're a hiker, come out and check out the rainforest. It's a cool little trip. Right now, I think you need to make an appointment to go out there to do it, but normally it's just a show up and go. But with the COVID regulations, I would recommend taking a look in and doing that. But you've also got the other traditional stuff where you can go, obviously, to the beach, rent jet skis, ride horses, ATVs, all those type of things, zip lines, all that fun stuff for the kid in all of us.
I can tell why you, being a Michigan guy originally, are enjoying life in Puerto Rico, right? Talk about extremes when it comes to weather.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess. I grew up in Michigan, went to Ferris State up there, so they're hopefully doing okay during February. Usually it's not the greatest weather, but it's not 82 and sunny, so I'm here for that, for sure.
This has been an incredible week. Yesterday we were playing, and we heard the news of Tiger Woods and the accident. And thank God he's alive, because based on, you know, the looks of the vehicle and the damage and what I heard about the scene, and they said he was very fortunate to have been alive. You know, it looks like he's going to have severe issues with his leg, compound fracture, shattered his ankle. What are your thoughts about Tiger Woods at this point?
Well, hopefully, you know, a quick recovery, you know, for him and his family, that, you know, that he's can walk and can do everything that he needs to do to, and then we'll worry about the golf stuff later. You know, like I said, speedy recovery, and hopefully, you know, we'll see where we go from there. But, you know, we're hoping, praying for him, so.
And the whole, you know, golf community really comes together. I mean, everybody from Barbara and Jack Nicklaus to the PGA Tour commissioner to Justin Thomas. I mean, immediately Bryson DeChambeau, our content on Twitter, you know, basically acknowledging, you know, what Tiger means to the sport and sending out prayers. You know, golf is just a very kind of close-knit community, right?
Sure. You know, Tiger and I aren't really good friends, though. No, not a time for joke, but, you know, like you said, the golf is a small community of people, you know, that rooting for each other. So hopefully makes a quick recovery.
Sure. And with the Golf Channel coverage, obviously it shines a very bright light on golf in Puerto Rico, the Grand Reserve Golf Club, the Hyatt Regency, really everything about, you know, golf and the gorgeous views. I'm sure they're going to cut to some great aerial shots of the Atlantic Ocean and the beautiful coastline right here.
Absolutely. I mean, that's we're trying to make you jealous and come on down, you know, next weekend afterwards. Golf course opens, you know, a couple of days after the event. So we're hoping everybody sees it and says, you know what, let's get out of this weather and come down and play.